Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, March 7th. Lower across the board in grains overnight as we await the updated USDA numbers on Thursday for supply, demand, and world production. CONAB will also be updating Brazil's production numbers on Thursday. So let's first take a look at corn. We've got May down a penny and a half at 377, with December down a penny and a half also at 396 and a half. Pretty tight range there within about 3 cents. USDA announced a sale of 120,000 corn to unknown this morning. First announced sale we've seen in what feels like quite a while. Funds are long about 93,000 contracts of corn. Taking a look at wheat, May down 2.25 cents at 456 and a quarter, with Kansas City May down a penny and a half at 472 and a half. Kansas winter wheat is rated 43% good to excellent. Oklahoma 43% good to excellent, and Texas is rated 34% good to excellent. There is still extended dryness in the plains. There's a bit of rain in the far eastern portion and some snow further north, but we're still looking at some dry weather, and with strong winds combined with that, they are looking at some increased depletion of soil moisture. So something to keep an eye on moving forward. Funds remain short about 50,000 contracts of wheat. Taking a look at beans, we've got May down 4.75 cents at 10.32 and a half, with November down 3.75 cents at 10.18. Malaysian palm oil was weaker overnight, and China corn and beans were also lower, with meal a little bit higher. Funds remain long about 125,000 contracts of beans, long about 65,000 contracts of meal, and about 30,000 contracts of oil. In outside markets, you've got the dollar up 21 points at 101.85, crude oil up 56 cents a barrel at 53.76, stock market down about 30 points in pre-opening trade, and gold is trading down $5.50 an ounce at $1,220 an ounce even. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.